hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Statmiller, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in, actually, pretty nice day here in Central Texas. 80 degrees under sunny skies. Well, kind of peeking through the chemtrails here. Last couple of days down here in Texas, folks, I had forgotten what fresh, clean air smelled like. There were no chemtrails for two solid days, a clear blue sky. And I don't know if you remember this or not. When we used to have blue skies, high pressure over top of us, anywhere in the country, the sky was really, really deep blue. Not the stuff that we see today. But at any rate, got a clip after the break I want to play on Ron Paul. And, I would hope that given a little bit more time on the upcoming debates, I think there's a couple more debates scheduled out. Now, whether the sleaze media is going to use an excuse of because of how many delegates Ron Paul has garnered, that they may not invite him to these things. We will see how that will play out. But if he does get on the debate panel, there's going to be Mr. Huckleberry, Mr. McCain, and Mr. Paul. And if people wise up about John McCain, you're going to have Mr. Huckleberry and Mr. Paul, and that's going to be it. I don't think in the real world, folks, I don't think that's going to happen. There are a lot of powerful interests that are very interested in seeing John McCain seated in the Oval Office, because this is going to be Bush 3. John McCain, there's not going to be any difference between, well, there will be one difference. Working around John McCain, it's going to be a lot harder than on George Bush, working for George Bush. Even though Georgie Porgy had his temper fits, you know, showed up to work hungover sometimes. You know, he gave up drinking. Sure he did. If you look at this guy now, he looks like he's 3 days past death. And that just ain't the pressure of the Oval Office, because he truly is a Teflon president. You know, he can get in there and trash, be treasonous, do whatever he damn well pleases as president of the United States. And he feels pretty comfortable because there's a lot of people protecting him, even his new attorney general. And I'll get around to that. There was a little blurb in the paper today. Well, they're not going to take up the issue of waterboarding. They're not going to investigate it. Of course they won't. Because he has his new Alberto Gonzalez guarding his flanks. More information coming out about Mr. McCain. Oh, gosh, folks. You know, and I shouldn't even really joke about this, but John McCain versus a Hillary Clinton? Nah. And let me see. Obama versus John McCain, toss-up for the White House. Take your pick. They'd be equally as bad. But I'm hearing strange, strange rumors out there. Tell me that I'm dreaming. That some actual, honest-to-God Republicans, well, rhinos, Republicans in name only, but at any rate, the scuttlebutt that I'm getting is Ron Paul is seriously being considered by a lot of Republicans of being the best bet for the Republican Party. Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so. And I'm not talking about Joe Lieberman, which will probably be Mr. McCain's running mate. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Mukasey, or Mukasey, however you want to say it, rejects waterboarding inquiry. Well, shock of all shocks. You know, shades of Watergate and the Nixon tapes, deletions, destruction of evidence. U.S. Attorney General Michael Mukasey, rejected demands Thursday for an investigation into whether intelligence officers broke the law when they used waterboarding as an interrogation method on Al-Qaeda detainees. Wait a minute here. He doesn't even want an investigation of intelligence officers to see if they even broke the law? Wait a minute. What's his job? Butt covering for George, or to serve as United States Attorney General? Representative Hank Johnson, a Democrat out of Georgia, said he was deeply troubled by Mukasey's statement, which Mukasey made during a White House Judiciary Committee oversight hearing. And according to Johnson, he says, "I think the matter begs for investigation," he said during the hearing. "If the Justice Department won't investigate, then Congress," here comes another one of their considerations for an independent prosecutor to conduct an inquiry into what happened. How did we reach the point where terrorism has climbed into our own toolbox for extracting information? That's a very good question. The Bush administration admitted earlier this week that interrogators used waterboarding, in which people are strapped down and water is poured over their cloth-covered faces to make them feel as if they're drowning, on three of al-Qaeda figures in 2002 and 2003. Intelligence officials have said that information gleaned from using the technique derailed other attacks. There's your justification. The ends justify the means. But the practice is widely condemned as torture by human rights groups and governments around the world, and just about everybody else. Mukasey was firm about an inquiry into why waterboarding was used. Are you ready to start a criminal investigation into whether this confirmed use of waterboarding by U.S. agents was illegal? Asked Representative John Conyers, Democrat out of Michigan. No, I'm not, Mukasey said. Well, Mr. Mukasey, you should be excused as Attorney General on those grounds alone. The use of waterboarding was part of the CIA program that was reviewed and permitted by the Justice Department. The method was found to be permissible under the law it existed then, according to Mr. Mukasey. Well, and of course, if you want to violate international law, Geneva Convention, oh, that's right, are we really in a war in Iraq? Or are we just nation building? You know, the war was over, folks. Didn't you hear George Bush walking across the aircraft carrier? Hey, mission accomplished. I guess the war's over. So right now, what we're involved in is a policekeeping, or a policing operation, I should say, a peacekeeping operation in Iraq. But there is no peace, only more death, of which we caused in the first place. Gee, let me see. Put this on the scale of humans dead. They accuse Saddam Hussein of killing 1,800, the United States military and its joint operations over what? How many years have killed over 1 million Iraqis? I think Saddam Hussein probably looks better to the Iraqi people than the presence of the United States. Fascinating, folks. And I got news for you. Old Johnny McCain, quick draw Johnny, is just absolutely going to fall in the absolute footsteps, without any question, of what George Bush is going to do. And if you want any hint on that subject, just take a look at what our good buddy and pal, the businessman from Massachusetts, said. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney saying that his continued candidacy would lead to a Democratic presidency that would invite attacks on America. Well, the only reason I would want to see an attack on America is if they want to take Hillary Clinton hostage. And nobody would put up any ransom money, at any rate. He said that would invite attacks on America, and he ended his bid for the White House on Thursday and cleared the way for Arizona Senator John McCain to become the Republican nominee. In an extraordinary scene, Romney made the announcement at a conference of conservatives that included many stunned and upset by his exit and dismayed at the notion of backing McCain. And geez, I can almost not read this article, folks. And quoting Mr. Romney, I disagree with Senator McCain on a number of issues, as you know. But I agree with him on doing whatever it takes to be successful in Iraq. We have a few disagreements, and none of us will pretend that we won't continue to have a few, he told the conferees. But even in disagreement, especially in disagreement, I will seek the counsel of my fellow conservatives. Well, first of all, Mitt, you got to figure out what conservatism really is, what it is about in the Republican Party. I got a clue for you. You should have read the Republican platform. That would have given you a clue of what Republican conservatism was all about. But I'm sure you were too busy to probably read it, along with the Constitution. And the stuff just keeps piling up here on John McCain. From the American Free Press, front page story, McCain, Hispanic Outreach Director, served in cabinet of ex-President Vicente Fox. Senator John McCain's Hispanic Outreach Director, Juan Hernandez, is a U.S.-born dual citizen who held a cabinet-level position under former Mexican President Vicente Fox, but the presidential candidate dodges questions on the subject. Is this aide, whose leanings would obviously fall on the side of Mexico, pushing the potential next president to go easy on the issue of illegal immigration? Well, the Washington Times reported that the week of the Florida campaign, McCain was asked about the situation but managed to tap dance his way out of answering the question directly. After Mexican President Vicente Fox was elected in 2000, he named the U.S.-born dual citizen Hernandez, a professor at the University of Texas at Dallas and Richardson, to head the newly created cabinet-level presidential office for Mexicans abroad. This, in effect, made him Fox's and Mexico's American outreach director. The influential American began doing public relations work among the Mexicans living in Texas and elsewhere in the U.S. But the situation borders on explosive when the same man, a fellow supporter of amnesty and mass immigration, assumes an equivalent position in McCain's campaign. And why does McCain need a Hispanic outreach director unless it is to lure the Hispanic vote? The association alone trumpets again McCain's favorable tilt toward the NWO's North American Union and superhighway from Mexico to Canada through the heart of America. Why haven't you seen this in the mainstream press? Because McCain is currently the anointed Republican, a sense reinforced with the late January endorsement by the New York Times. He will continue to be as protected as President Bush has been. Nothing controversial affecting their own will be introduced to the public by the media and anything uncovered by any other candidates. Well, very interesting. Well, we know what baggage Hillary Clinton carries. Looks like she's going to be the Democratic nominee unless Obama, the closet Muslim, is going to be the Democrats' choice for their party. And, of course, you absolutely had to know, folks. You absolutely had to know this in your heart of hearts, deep down, that John McCain, I mean, it was a little up in the air at first, but, you know, as this thing started to gel out, that John McCain was going to be the pick of the GOP. See, in these cycles for presidential elections and any other cycle, it is not the party that puts forth the best individual. I mean, isn't that obvious? Having said that, you know, I don't know why the GOP doesn't hang their banner up, the GOP platform, and make it mandatory that these people read the doggone thing, and then let them decide whether they're going to be the nominee. I don't know if there has been any time in American history using this electoral process that even though that a candidate may get more delegates, that he is, in fact, not put up by their respective party for the nomination. It'd probably be a first in history. But I'll tell you what. I've been talking to a few people about approaching the GOP and just laying all this stuff out on the line and starting to make people, these political little squirrels, make them be accountable for their actions. You know, it's kind of like these mystery editorial writers that end up in the editorials on the editorial page, supposedly from the editor's desk or their little conflab of the brain trust of the newspapers. They'll put out their opinions, but there'll never be any names associated with it. You ever notice that? That the very editorial people putting their opinions in the paper, forget facts, it's just their opinions, never let you know where the opinion came from. You know, it's just kind of this murky, mysterious little, okay, we're going to put this in print, but, you know, we're not going to back it up by assigning a name. If the person turns out to be a turd, you can't assign blame. So what do? Well, you omit the name. That's how it works. Duck and cover, baby. Plausible deniability. Who, me? I didn't say that. Prove it. Tired of this game, folks. I'm really sick and tired. and playing this stupid little game with stupid little people that don't even have the cojuntas to stand up behind the words that they print. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back here. Before I forget this, Ron Paul is inviting you and your family to join him and many other supporters at the Ron Paul Lake Jackson campaign rally this Sunday. That's February 10th from 1:30 until 4 p.m. in the afternoon. The rally will be held at the Lake Jackson Civic Center, located at 333 Highway 332 East, Lake Jackson, Texas. We will have a live band with great Texas music to entertain us along with refreshments. And in case any of you want to map quest that, I'll repeat the address again. It's Jackson Civic Center at 333 Highway 332 East, Lake Jackson, Texas. And the zip is 77566. And also have information about some people joining the Ron Paul campaign. I'll have that email sent to me here directly. Michael Herzog made me aware of this. So Peter Schiff, that I had on this broadcast a couple of weeks ago, is going to be one of his economic advisors. And, of course, some people had some very derogatory things to say about Mr. Schiff. Well, geez, I wonder why. The citizen lobbyist posted this, and folks, on John McCain, again, and I'm not going to tip you off. I'm just going to read this article in its entirety so you can get the full flavor of this. It's a well-done article. Bill to improve health care in Mexico. The health care mess in the United States is a top concern of voters. Too many Americans find that, despite their best efforts, they are unable to provide quality health care for their families. Too many Americans live in fear that an illness might leave them destitute. Too many Americans spend years sacrificing to pay skyrocketing premiums only to discover that when the need arises, their policy offers protections that are next to worthless. Most of us agree that it's simply not right that so many Americans, sincerely trying their best to provide for their families, are at the mercy of a phalanx of greedy insurance companies, medical malpractice lawyers, healthcare corporations, and other profiteers that have used for decades pumping their influence into Washington to institutionalize their hold on the public jugular. Now, what would Americans think of a member of Congress who introduced legislation not to improve health care in the United States, but to improve health care in Mexico? Would you call it insane, the individual drunk, maybe unworthy of a public office? Well, what would Americans think, then, of a bill introduced in Congress that required federal agencies to come up with a plan not to expand health care coverage in the United States, but to expand health coverage in Mexico? Impossible, unthinkable, wildly irresponsible claim, you would say? What would Americans think, then, of the motives of a senator who not only introduced a bill to improve Mexico's health care system and extend coverage to a growing population of 120 million people, but gave health insurance companies the right to devise the plan? Blatantly corrupt, you might say? Grossly indifferent to the well-being of American people? Maybe even downright treasonous? Unbelievable as it may seem, the Secure America and Orderly Immigration Act of 2005 contained a provision giving insurance companies the right to help to devise a plan for extending U.S. health care to Mexico. Even more unbelievable, the senator who sponsored the bill is not on the verge of being thrown out of office for his odious piece of legislation. No. The senator who introduced the bill, Senator John McCain of Arizona, is on the verge of locking up the Republican nomination to be our next president. Now, how come you didn't know that before you voted for John McCain on Tuesday, you ask? You've been watching the all-day, everyday TV news coverage of the primaries. You've been reading your local newspapers, daily coverage of the races for the party's nomination. You're obviously an above-average and informed voter. You know that a large majority of young people and black people support Barack Obama. A majority of white women over the age of 40 support Hillary Clinton. A majority of Christian and evangelicals, they support Mike Huckabee. John McCain's Republican supporters are moderates. Barack Obama has doubled his support among southern white males since South Carolina. Mitt Romney financed much of his own campaign. Well, that's a non sequitur now. Fox News didn't have enough room, I guess, in its studio to include Republican candidate Ron Paul in the debate between the Republican candidates it televised. The Republicans hope Hillary wins. McCain is the only Republican who can win in November, and everyone, even the Democrats, respects his history of the POW, which I went over yesterday. The only thing that John McCain had coming was a Distinguished Service Cross, the DSC. Everything else was thrown at him just simply for being a prisoner of war. But was he really a prisoner? No, he was a collaborator, folks, actually helping the North Vietnamese Army in a propaganda campaign. There is your war hero. I'll continue with the story on the other side. Do you think things are dirty in this country? They're dirtier than you think that they are. The fix is in even before the fixer gets into the White House to fix us in even a worse way in this country. And woe unto the GOP for even having this guy on the ticket. Another treasonous person running for the White House.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
If you're reading the papers, then you knew that Rudy Giuliani's strategy to skip the first few primaries and focus on Florida was a bad one. Oprah Winfrey supports Barack Obama, not just because he's African-American. Arnold Schwarzenegger supports John McCain, but his wife supports Barack Obama. And I'm sure there's no fights in the household over that one. Robert De Niro supports Barack Obama because Obama makes him believe. Gee, Mr. De Niro, you're a wonderful actor, but on the political scale, you don't know your butt from a hole in the ground. But aside from that, Ron Paul raised a record amount of money one day, a couple of months ago. Large majorities of Latinos support Hillary Clinton. And Mitt Romney unhiply rifed on who let the dogs out. Trendy, isn't it? He's just a few years behind the curve. And the top vote-getting position, for the American presidential candidate this year is to be for change. And that's what you're going to have left in your pocket after they're done ripping you off the rest of the way. That's all you're going to have is change. But you didn't know that the only clear frontrunner in the race to be our next president proposed in the last session of Congress a binational health care system to be devised by insurance companies. To be devised by insurance companies, for crying out loud. Now, does this tell you where John McCain is going, right in the footsteps of George Bush, which is guilty of treason in this country for having things to do with the North American Union, putting the pieces in place? I got news for you, people. George Bush, if he is not charged with the treason while he's in office, he better beat feet out of this country just as fast as humanly possible. And that's not a threat to the president. The only threat to the president I will ever issue is to drag his scraggy little butt into a courtroom, have him charged and found guilty of treason. That's the only threat that I ever pose to this clown, is his treasonous acts against the people of this country. So all you Secret Service people up there right now that are listening to this program, don't get too bunged up. I wish no physical harm to come to Mr. Bush. I want his butt in a courtroom and then his ass in prison. Excuse my French, but that's the facts. Oh, and by the way, all you Barack Obama supporters out there, before you start feeling all superior, while no one can deny how exceedingly important it is to elect a president who supports change, especially one that has the ability to make Robert De Niro believe, there may be one characteristic Senator Obama possesses that's even more salient, if you can imagine, than the incidental fact of his father's skin color. Barack Obama co-sponsored John McCain's health care for Mexico legislation. So there you go, folks. Hillary Clinton, she just wants mandatory health care in this country. And it's worth repeating. When she was asked on ABC's This Week program, she said on her national health care issue, "I think there are a number of mechanisms that are possible, including going after people's wages and automatically enrolling them in something, folks, without your permission, consideration, anything else." She wants to just automatically enroll you into a national health care coverage, and you're going to pay for it, whether you want it or not. How squirrely are things going to get before people just stand up and say, "Wait a minute, hold the phone, stop the presses. I want to get off of this merry-go-round. It is all crap. I want my country back. I want my money left in my pocket. I don't want you out there fiddling around with my God-given, unalienable rights or unalienable rights. I want to be left alone. I want to be left alone to enjoy the life which you, government, did not give me. But you have made sure that life has come to a grinding halt through your different mechanizations on abortion. There's only one good thing that I can say in comparatively speaking with Afghanistan and Iraq versus how many unborn children that were slaughtered in this country, is that President Bush and his daddy didn't kill as many as that legislation alone did. Now, whatever your position is on abortion, and I really don't care what it is, because I have come to the conclusion that the majority of people out here, they don't care about life. They're not in support of life, except their own backsides. That's as far as they're willing to take it. And who cares if the neighbor down the street has the wife has a partial birth abortion, that they kill a viable human being by sucking the brains out of its skull. As long as it doesn't affect me, who cares? This isn't one of religion, folks. And that's another news flash. This is about the sanctity of human life and your regard for it. And rather than having your little teenage daughters running down to the abortion clinic, you ought to teach your daughter to keep her fly zipped and keep her pants on. And if you can't do that, ground the little haggard thing, wayward thing. Keep it indoors. Now, I understand that you're under a great amount of pressure, that both you and the wife, Mr. and Mrs. America, that you're out there plodding around in the rat mill to try to make a living. I understand that. But you also have an obligation and duty It's not the schools that babysit your kids. It's not anybody else's job. The child rearing is your job. And I know it's difficult. And please don't call me up and say, well, how dare you make a statement? Do you realize how hard I work and me and my husband or my husband? And I? No, look, you're listening to one guy that knows what kind of pressure the nuclear family has been put under. But I also want you to recognize of where these problems emanate and why you're finding it so difficult just to deal with day-to-day life. And you seem to be in complete oblivion as to how the hell we got here. Excuse me, that would take too much of your precious time that you don't have because a bunch of people have you too busy running around in that rat cage for you to pay attention. To take your duty and your obligation as an American for this republic, that it stays that way, that it's a viable entity for the children yet to come. I'm getting a little cranked up today. Let me calm down. Let me inject some good news here. Maybe that'll do it. Bring my blood pressure level down a little bit. Thank you for sending this over to me, Michael Herzog, by David K. Johnston. Wasn't David K. Johnston the guy that asked Donald Rumsfeld some very embarrassing questions? Is this the same David K. Johnston? I love it. Representative Ron Paul, he writes, the Texas doctor with a libertarian streak who is seeking the Republican nomination has taken on economic advisor with very close ties to people who assert that the income tax is illegal. Dr. Paul announced that his new economic advisor is Peter Schiff, who runs Euro-Pacific Capital, Inc., a securities brokerage. He is also author of Crash Proof, a book about a coming economic collapse that on Friday was listed as 224 at Amazon.com. It should be number one, folks. Not mentioning by Paul campaign, and here's where I guess the negative thing comes in, so David, shame on you, but it's okay. Not mentioned by the Paul campaign is that Mr. Schiff is the son of Irwin Schiff of Las Vegas, now serving his third federal prison sentence for tax crimes. We're going to have to sit down Mr. David K. Johnson and waterboard him to break through that cage that he seems to be in. Oh, don't you know that waterboarding's legal? Terrorist with pens, I would group them in the same category. He is also the author of such books as The Federal Mafia, which asserts that federal judges are paid off by the Internal Revenue Service, and other books describing the federal government as a criminal organization that illegally extracts income taxes. Peter Schiff was the co-author of The Great Income Tax Hoax. The son, in interviews, has said he thinks his father is correct in asserting that there is no law to make most Americans liable for income taxes, and so can legally put zeros in their tax returns. Peter Schiff, however, said he pays his taxes. Dr. Paul wants to eliminate income tax and estate taxes on tips. He has written that a consumption tax would be better, but only if the income tax is first repealed. Dr. Paul said he wants to shrink the government to what he considers is constitutionally appropriate size, but has not said precisely how he would raise that revenue. Well, yes, he has. Mr. Johnston, listen to what he's saying. You shrink the government. That's how you pay for the government. You shrink it. And the available taxes going over to the federal government, guess what? They have to live on that, and they can't borrow anything else. Why? Because if Mr. Ron Paul was president, there would be no federal banking system in this country. Whoa. Now we're really going to the heart of the matter and the problem in this country, folks. Dr. Paul has not criticized the tax protesters among his supporters, even ones who deny the legitimacy of the tax laws. While he has said that the income tax law is valid, he has also said that the rules requiring people who make more than minimal income to fill out income tax returns violates the 13th Amendment prohibition against involuntary servitude. Now hold on a second. I don't think there's any doubt in Mr. Paul's mind about the illegality of the income tax system, period. Any more than he asserts that there is some legitimacy to the Federal Reserve System operating inside this country. So, David, do some more research. Do some more research. All right. Let's go to the telephones here. Paris in Illinois. Hello, Paris.
Yeah, I have news for you about Ron Paul. I just heard he's speaking at this Liberty University. 8,500 people came to his speech.
And
for the first time, almost 10,000.
And where was this at?
Liberty University. If you go to Ron Paul for President 2008.com, you have a YouTube video of it, and you can listen to the whole speech.
Okay. And 8,500 people showed up, huh?
Yeah, that's a new one. That's a new number, because usually it was just 4,000, 3,000, 8,500. That's something. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the word is getting out about Mr. Paul, but the problem is that the electoral process we got in the country is not reflecting the support that Mr. Paul has.
Yeah, but I think we can do this. You know, maybe you should do something about it. Maybe we should have Ron Paul stuff about, like, Ron Paul speeches live on Republic Broadcasting. Maybe that would wake more people up.
Well, that would mean I would have to bump a talk show host someplace, and I don't know if they'd be willing to give up their time for that. But it's a good suggestion. I appreciate your call, Paris. Thank you. Peter Schiff becoming his economic advisor. Well, we were told that there were going to be some campaign changes that are made. I'm waiting for a call back from Dick, if you're listening to the program today. We need to take a little trip down there to Jackson Lake. And I think we need to pull Mr. Paul aside for a few minutes. I know he'll be a busy man, but maybe, just maybe, we'll have a little bit of time to talk to him. And there needs to be more done on his campaign. And I'll tell you, I had an idea today. I was just walking around in the wonderful 80-degree temperatures down here in Central Texas. And the thought struck me, you know, during one of these scheduled TV debates, if he's invited, of course, to join, I think what should be made available is a physical copy that he can hand it up and just show everybody that's in the attending audience and to everybody that's watching the debates a copy of Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism. And more importantly, that maybe somehow that we can set up a link to his website and we make the available bandwidth, because I'm sure there'll be millions of people wanting to log in to see what Mr. Paul is talking about, and we can have millions of Americans at one time watching America Freedom to Fascism, so these generally dumb people out here get it about income tax and the banking system in this country, all of which they're turning their attention to these politicians running for the presidency that are sitting there just watching these people mouth these platitudes and talk about change and all these other things. I think that we can accomplish this. Do you think it might make a change in this country, folks, if millions and millions and millions of people saw America Freedom to Fascism? Don't you think that it would make a change? Don't you think Mr. Ron Paul being prominently featured in that, by the way, that this would start to change people's minds? That people heretofore that were for Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or Mr. Huckleberry or John McCain or whatever, this is what Ron Paul has been trying to relate to him, so far ineffectively. But let's give this guy a leg up. Let's let these people who are out there for their own party and their own particular pet politician to have some real fact. And then let them decide whether they want these people into office or they want this 72-year-old curmudgeon that seems angry most of the time, that evidently doesn't hold the managerial skills that a president needs, that they might change their minds and want this guy as president of the United States. You don't have to be a damn wizard, folks. You don't have to be an Einstein to be a president of a country. And I'm not for one second suggesting that Mr. Ron Paul is not an intelligent guy. He is not your class A typical politician, slicked down and ready to roll with the platitudes like this. That's not the way the guy's built. He is what he is. But understanding who Ron Paul is and his understanding of what the core problems are to this country is exactly the man you want as president. Especially, think about this, until we clean out Congress and the Senate, that he's sitting there with the veto pen. Holy mackerel, what a revelation. That anything that comes out of this half-wit Congress operating inside the District of Criminals is not automatically rubber-stamped by some doofus occupying the Oval Office. What a concept, huh? What a concept. Oh, gosh. 800-313-9443 is an open phone Friday, folks. You got any opinion, you better express it before you no longer can. How's that one? Start standing up for this country. Start standing up for this greatest republic that has ever been on the face of this planet, the best government ever devised by men. But unfortunately, we walked away and let the criminals take over. You got an opinion? You better start expressing it.
Eli's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Obama economic controller is Skull and Bones member, and that's Austin Goolsbee. Well, I guess graduated in Yale in 91. Barack Obama's top executive advisor is a member of the super-secret Skull and Bones Society of Yale University, of which George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush and John Kerry are all members. Reliable sources, they confirmed. Goolsbee is widely reported to have told Obama not to back a compulsory freeze on home mortgage foreclosures to help the struggling middle class in the current Depression crisis, as demanded by former candidate John Edwards. Hillary Clinton has advocated a one-year voluntary freeze on foreclosures. Obama has offered counselors to comfort mortgage victims as they are dispossessed, citing the moral hazard of protecting the public interest from Wall Street sharks. By adding the infamous Skull and Bones Secret Society to his campaign roster, Obama, who bills himself as the candidate of change and hope, has attained a perfect trifecta of oligarchical and financial establishment, and their backing for his attempt to seize the nomination for the Democrat Party for 2008. Obama's main overall image advisor and foreign policy advisor is none other than Zbigniew Brzezinski, the co-founder of David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission and the mastermind of the disastrous Carter administration. Obama's wife, Michelle, is reputed to be closely linked to the Council on Foreign Relations behind the utopian platitudes dished up by the Illinois senator. The face of the Wall Street money elite comes into clearer and clearer focus. George Will, in an October 2007 Washington Post column, saluted Goolsbee's nuanced understanding of traditional Democratic issues like globalization and income inequity, or inequality, if you prefer. He seems to be the sort of fellow, amiable, empirical, and reasonable, that you would want to be at the elbow of a Democratic president, if such there must be, wrote the apologist George Will. There's another one of your conservative columnists. How bad does this have to get? Does anybody even understand what a conservative is? And that was not just a booby prize here for the GOP. We had people that understood what the Constitution was that was on the other side of the aisle. Remember at one time we had conservative Democrats in this country? Remember that? And now we get the dimwit women out there, over 40 years of age, they're voting for Hillary Clinton. Isn't that wonderful? Now do you see why I keep making the statement that the women should not have had the right to vote? Gosh, I'm going to start it. I keep saying that. People are probably going to start getting angry at me, but you know what? I don't care. Because it's not me you should be getting angry at. It should be these people that have sold this entire country down the river. And if you don't understand what a valuable role being a woman is in any culture, any society, then have a sex change. Become the man you've always wanted to be. Or whatever. But get your head screwed on straight, people, please. It's only a nation we're talking about, not just any nation. The best country that has ever been organized. The best culture that has ever, this country, that this world has ever seen. Go ahead. Keep burying your head in the sand and being denial, because you don't know what the responsibilities of this government is. You don't know what the platform is supposed to be. You don't know what a constitution is, and you sure as hell don't understand freedom and liberty. It's something you're going to sell right down the road along with your very soul. But of course, it'll be an expedient decision on your part, and a smart one, I'm sure. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. I don't hear the phones ringing.